with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. military says two American flag merchant ships had successfully transited the Strait of Hormuz on Monday as part of a new initiative. It's called Project Freedom, designed to open up the strait despite ongoing threats from Iran, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth telling reporters today at the Pentagon.
For too long, Iran has been harassing ships, shooting at civilian tankers from all nations, and trying to impose a tolling system. Iran's plan, a form of international extortion, is unacceptable.
President Trump doesn't talk too much about red lines in the war with Iran, but he got a chance to do just that when he spoke with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt.
Do we have to get back the highly enriched uranium? Is that a red line for a deal?
Yes, we do.
Do they have to cap their missile production?
And by the way, from a standpoint of value, it's not very valuable. Probably can't be used. They may not be able to get it because, you know, despite they love to say, oh, maybe these great pilots didn't do their job. In the dead of night at 1 o'clock in the morning with no moon, every single bomb went down those air shafts. It's the most incredible. Totally, you know, I use the word obliterated, and the Atomic Energy Commission agreed with me.
And the president has made one of his ongoing demands that must be met by Iran, that it must abandon its pursuit of a nuclear weapon. Lawmakers in a number of southern states are meeting this week to consider redistricting plans in response to a Supreme Court ruling that struck down voting districts drawn on the basis of race.
Republican Alabama Governor Kay Ivey called legislators into a special session on Monday, which could enable a new date for congressional primaries. Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee has announced a special session starting Tuesday to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. And Louisiana lawmakers are in session to consider how to redraw districts after the Supreme Court struck down a majority black district in that state.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. This is SRN News. The Church of the Nazarene has launched a new missionary effort in Scotland.
According to Christian Daily International, the U.S.-based church is beginning a church planting and theological education strategy for the island of Ireland, aiming to strengthen ministry efforts across both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Launched on St. Patrick's Day, the partnership will focus on church planting, theological education, building projects, and leadership development initiatives, while also facilitating short-term mission opportunities. The denomination currently has 12 churches across the island, 11 in Northern Ireland, and one in the Republic of Ireland. John Scott reporting.
The 75th Annual National Day of Prayer is coming up on Thursday, May 7th. Thousands of churches across the country are all involved. Glorify God among the nations, seeking Him in all generations, is the official 2026 National Day of Prayer theme this year. This is SRN News. Another meteor shower is here.
The Eta Aquae meteor shower will soon light the sky with debris from Halley's Comet. But a bright moon will spoil the fun this year, making the display harder to glimpse. The shower will peak Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and views will be best in the southern hemisphere. In the north, sky watchers will likely see fewer than 10 meteors per hour. Meteor showers happen when the Earth charges through trails of debris left behind from various space rocks. To glimpse the meteors, it's best to go outside just before dawn and look for fleeting trails of light. Keith Peters reporting.
The radio station WKRP is back, this time in real life. The call letters from the fictional station featured decades ago in a CBS sitcom adopted by a station in the Cincinnati market just in time for the Monday morning drive time shift. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.